Hi, I'm Ian Wright, librarian at the North Muskegon branch of the Muskegon Area District Library, and you're listening to Humans of Muskegon, Musician Edition. This program aims to highlight and support musicians in Muskegon County and give them an opportunity to share their story and music as well as their connection to West Michigan. On this episode, we will be connecting with the band Butterduck. Guys, thanks for being here today. Care to tell us a little bit about yourselves and the band?
Yeah, Ian, thanks for having us out today. My name is Nick Briggs. I play bass guitar. We are a four-piece combo based in the Montague-Whitehall area. Been playing together for about 2 years, traveling over West Michigan here, Grand Haven, Muskegon, and of course our hometowns in Montague and Whitehall. And let the rest of the guys introduce themselves.
Sure.
And I'm Edward Carter. I play drums with the group.
My name is Ryan Bauman. I play trombone, guitar, and vocals with the group.
My name is Eugene Morningstar, and I sing and play guitar. And I met two of these guys through a Craigslist post.
Awesome. So you guys are all West Michigan musicians. How has Muskegon shaped your sound or your songwriting abilities?
Well, this next song that we are going to record here, I was actually writing, or the lyrics kind of came to me as I was walking down the street in Montague. I play acoustic guitar, and these guys have helped bring life back to a bunch of my songs. I've always thought that songs have the power to change environments and just bring hope and peace and all of the good things places. So,
would you guys say there's any specific places here in Muskegon that really inspire you guys' music?
Heritage Landing, for me, it's ever since I've been a kid, it's just such a magical place, going to the Irish Fest there, hearing all kinds of various musicians playing there, and just it's right there on the water. It's just captured the heart and soul of Muskegon. I think it's just such the perfect venue for music.
Yeah, you nailed it. I would say water for me, too. It's just everywhere around here, bringing life.
Do you guys have any local experiences or memories that you would say have really influenced you or are particularly memorable for you guys as a band?
The Montague choir, Miss Brantois, was an amazing part for me growing up. My grandpa always played organ and tried to put me into it. I always thought it wasn't cool to be part of music growing up. And I was wrong, and I'm so thankful that I got to sing and have a good background growing up and just seeing how much we have in this White Lake, West Michigan area, really, with music is amazing.
I really feel like as a band, too, Walk the Beat festivals are amazing. Like, it's so fun to go down to Grand Haven and be part of the community, with all the music and everything around, so I think as a band, that's something we've really enjoyed.
Yeah, I think that's a great point with just the plethora of places to see music and to be part of music in the area, whether it be farmers markets, whether it be different street festivals, so many great outdoor things during the summer, and so many indoor things that we can partake in the winter as well. We're very fortunate here.
For sure. Awesome. Would you guys say there's any local musicians or really just musicians or bands in general that really influenced you guys' sound?
We've got a lot of indie and ska and punk sounds in our stuff with the trombone. And we got our start doing covers. So doing stuff like who? Any specific bands?
Modest Mouse and Blink 182, Offspring.
Yeah, we're all of a certain age where the late 90s, early 2000s music very much influenced a lot of our developments. In that time frame, I was very active in the local music scene. We had a very active music scene back then. In Grand Rapids, lots of bands that were coming out of here. I'm thinking of the Verve Pipe, of Mustard Plug. Some of those type of bands really stand out. We've had the chance to meet some of them over the years and things. And it was a great time age-wise to be growing up in the area.
How would you guys describe the local music scene here in Muskegon?
Varied. Varied, I think, is a good way to describe it. We've got a lot of phenomenal musicians, whether you're into heavy metal or prog rock or jazz or blues or vocal chorale pieces. We're fortunate with local symphonies, local wind orchestras, all types of things that if you like something, you can find it here.
I'd also like to mention that we have so many great schools in the area, Whitehall, Montague Research for Muskegon, the list goes on and on. So many good music programs in those schools that are teaching all these kids really excellent music and putting on shows in the community. It's really great to see.
Awesome. Do you guys as a band feel supported by the community?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think we've anytime we've wanted to find people to talk to play with, to interact with musically, we've been very fortunate that we're able to do that. You know, we're all pretty outgoing people. We've met one of our members came from an open mic night that another one of the members was attending. As far as booking gigs or things, we've made great contacts, reached out to great people. And always gotten positive responses back. So it's a wonderful area, community, and group to be part of.
Yeah, the venues around our home area, Montague, Whitehall, and Muskegon, Grand Haven, like everyone as far as booking is very welcoming, easy to work with, and so it's been great.
Fantastic. You guys mentioned that here in Muskegon County, we have a very varied group of musical talent here. How have you guys seen the music scene change over time, either as a group or as individuals?
I would say currently with AI, I've seen a big change in all of it that I can't say that I'm super excited about. But yeah, trying to figure out how to keep it going, and getting chances to open up while still actually being real and authentic with our own stuff.
Keeping it human,
yes.
Yeah, I think the advent of the internet is one of the big things that I think has changed, and it allows so many groups to have a voice for other people to hear, to be able to share that. So, I pictured, the early 2000s before the internet had the impact it does now, where you couldn't share your music as readily with other people and your voice was much harder to hear. And it's something that we're, that's really wonderful now with so many venues, with so many ways to connect with other people, that it's allowed more people to be heard, for some of those voices in maybe the less pop culture related music, jazz or blues or choral voices or whatever it is, that really get a voice now that they maybe weren't able to have in the past.
Absolutely. What do you guys hope people think of when they hear music coming from Muskegon?
I think Muskegon, it's such a positive area, right? I hear people say Midwest nice for things lately, and so much of the music is that. And our band, most of the songs are very positive, told from a very positive side of things. And, I hope it connects with people. I hope that not only us, but the other groups in the area are able to connect with the community, with other musicians, and be able to tell their stories.
Joy in dancing.
Very cool. Do you guys have any socials you'd like to plug? Any upcoming events or programs you guys will be playing at?
Yeah, our primary way, we're all, like I said, of that certain age where we still do a lot of Facebook. So most of our social media is on our Butterduck Facebook page. We do have a link tree to some other things, but we're not as active there. We'll be on Instagram, some of those other platforms eventually, but we're working towards that.
Okay. Yeah, so you can find us at Butterduck Band on Facebook.
Yes. Butterduck Band on Facebook. All right, and since we have you guys here in the studio today, you guys are going to be performing a selection for us. What are you guys going to be playing for us today?
Wandering Left.
All right, fantastic. Well, thank you guys again for coming in the studio today. We are going to be hearing from Butterduck's Wandering Left.